Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tifa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello, and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast featuring dementia care and education specialist Tifa Snow. I'm your host, Greg Phelps. And Tifa, we've had a recent inquiry from a family member looking for a caregiver for her husband who has Lewy body dementia. She says she needs to get some time away and refresh, which, you know, people can understand that we all need to run around, run errands. She says she'd like to know if she should look for someone like a retired nurse, CNA, or just a sitter, maybe someone who has knowledge of Lewy body. And I guess we should start at the beginning with what is Lewy body and does it really need special care?
So Lewy body dementia is synuclein protein malformation based, which means it could have changes deep inside the brain, or it could have changes on the cortex of the brain, the thinking, the newer part of the brain. So if it has changes deep inside the brain, it would affect balance, coordination. So the person is at high risk for falls that are unexpected kind of falls. They could be just sit back downs, or they could be falls with trauma. The person is at greater risk for having problems with blood pressure control, heart rate control, blood sugar control, pain sensitivity, temperature sensitivity, awareness of whether or not I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, whether or not what is happening is an emergency or dangerous, or if it's safe. So a lot of shifts in sort of basic brain activity, okay, which is not what we would expect for somebody in the early to mid states of Alzheimer's, but this can happen really early and then not happen for a while and then happen. So it's unexpected shifts in this, not like you can keep up with it. It's just like it happens. And then the cognitive sort of cortical changes that are known for Lewy body is, the thing I forgot, sleep disturbances. Huge problems with sleep rhythms. So wake-sleep cycle, which could include restless legs. It could include dreams that they think are real. It could include sleepwalking. It could include day napping. It could include wakefulness that lasts days on days on days and affects alertness, arousal, interests. And then we have now the cognitive shifts, which visual hallucinations, they see animals, children, or people that are not really there. It's worse in the afternoon and evening, typically, than the morning for most people. They have delusional thinking. They think things have happened that have not happened. They believe people are causing harm. There's a high risk of some paranoid thinking. The person may have difficulty talking clearly and finding words, and then they're just fine doing that. They may think somebody is not the person they say they are, and though they are, and then they may turn around and say that's exactly who that is. So they might be thinking someone's trying out to hurt them. Their wife is not really their wife. So Greg, let me ask you now, given that, do you think anybody might want some special training in Lewy body?
I was just thinking, if you said, well, you know, come and look after so-and-so for an hour while I go shopping, I'd probably have to say no.
You know, if you're smart, I mean, because it's like, wow, that's a lot of possibilities. And that's why Lewy body dementia is called the roller coaster. I mean, because it can be, the person can be absolutely fine for the hour and you wouldn't even possibly recognize they have a dementia. And yet it could go sideways in the snap of a finger, and your brain is going, what do I do now? She thinks I'm trying to hurt. She's calling the police and telling them I've broken into the house. I'm here because the wife asked me to stay with you. No, she didn't. She would never do that. You're an imposter. I know you're up to. So I'm, you know.
We have so many different forms of dementia, but is this one of the more difficult ones if you are trying to find a care partner to come in and look after husband, wife, or something in the home?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not only one of the most challenging, the unfortunate part, it's one of the most common and it's the most missed and misdiagnosed. So the challenge we face is that many partners don't even know this is what they're dealing with until we bring this stuff up and they go, well, that's what my husband's doing. But he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or they just said he had vascular dementia. It's like, oh, you can have more than one. And so I think one of the areas where people have very little awareness is that about 30% currently, they believe, of all dementias probably involve some Lewy body. So it doesn't have to be your primary dementia. It could be a secondary. So honestly, it's like, wow, yeah, this one's a tough one because it frequently looks more like a psychiatric condition than a dementia, as in memory problems, as in difficulty knowing exactly when I am and where I am and what your name is. This is a little different because I could be very good at some of those things and yet be very challenging to provide care for because I'm having problems in other areas.
Are there dangers in treating it as a psychiatric problem? Because wouldn't I feel sort of inclined to, oh, I've got a pill for that?
So that gets super dangerous because it turns out that about 50% of everybody with Lewy body has a hypersensitivity to medications that are classically used for hallucinations, delusional thinking, and mental health issues. They may have unusual reactions to meds. So things that, like antibiotics that somebody could take with no problem, folks may all of a sudden look much better than they used to or look so much worse than they ever have. So medications are sort of tricky with Lewy body for many, many people with Lewy body. And they can result in really significant bad outcomes for people that we may not be able to fix. Antipsychotics are basically black box labeled for this population, quite honestly.
I'm trying to think if paradox is the right word, but if somebody's listening to all of this and they're thinking that describes my person and they go to the doctor, is the doctor, if Joe presents perfectly to the doctor, is the doctor likely going to try and intervene, or he listens to the wife and prescribes medications? This sounds like a real specialized form of dementia to try and treat.
Yeah, you would think that. And in fact, in the U.S. at least, we have now 25 or 27 centers of excellence studying Lewy body dementia. I mean, it's a practice area that selected individuals are really concerned about. And those of us in the field have been concerned about for 25 plus years. When I first heard about it, it's like, oh, I know people that got mismanaged on this Lewy body thing. And I think that's a problem because we keep ignoring data and not picking up on it. Because if it's not my area of practice, I could miss all this new stuff coming out on this. And I will say in my experience, which is now 43 years doing this, I have rarely seen somebody with Lewy body present at the physician's office with a full-blown psychiatric presentation. Or if they're in the hospital, yeah, that'll happen, but not when I'm taking my spouse or my friend in for a conversation about the hallucinations or the delusional thinking that we're having. And the doctor says, well, it doesn't seem that bad. And it's like, be at my house at night. Well, she's not sleeping at all. Well, do you want a sleeping pill? Hey, well, it could go one way and it could go another, but it could make her fall in a way that is really dramatic. And now we have a head wound and we have a head injury. And it's really tricky, Greg. And so I think it deserves better support and care than it gets. And so for me, yeah, there should be a specialty practice, but we also should get more people just tuned in to Lewy body. So the spouse can go out and there can be people that stay. This isn't rocket science, but there is a science and an art to supporting somebody living with Lewy body. And I think it takes special training to know what to do in those moments, because it's not a psychiatric condition and it's not a dementia, an Alzheimer's dementia, and it deserves its own special support.
So you offer so many different types of training. Mm-hmm. Is there one specific to this, or is that something that TIPA is going to explore someday in the future?
Well, I think knowing that someone has Lewy body or they have the symptoms of Lewy body is step one. And then, and we can help with that. We can help identify, look at this profile. I mean, it's on the Association for Lewy Body. You know, it's not like this is magic. This is like getting data, using the data. But I think the training that we do offer is really respectful of listening to the person and supporting the person where they are, and not trying to make them what they aren't. So if you're seeing things and they're scaring you, we need to figure out what to do about that being afraid of it. If you're seeing things and you're curious about it, well, we need to figure that out too. But we've got to think outside the traditional box of tell the truth or lie. And we need to figure out how to be supportive of somebody living with Lewy body.
Tipa, if people want more information, is it available on the website or can we actually talk to somebody?
Yeah, we have some things on Lewy body on the website because it is so special. We have people living with Lewy body who've done some courageous conversations with us and have shared information. We have some webinars, but we also have people who are knowledgeable and skilled about Lewy body available to talk about Lewy body, just as we have about some other dementias as well, many other dementias, because we're curious human beings at our place and we want to be supportive.
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. For more information or to ask any questions, contact Positive Approach to Care at tipasnow.com.
If you're signed into your Spotify account, we'd love to get your feedback. How? Click into the episode details and look over the episode question and poll. Send us your comments and vote so we can answer your questions and better tailor this content to your needs. We look forward to hearing from you.